This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today, my friends, we continue with the study in which we've been engaged for several days of the all-sufficiency of the Bible. This deals, of course, ultimately with the inspiration of the Bible. And I am affirming that the Bible is the inspired Word of God, inspired in all of its parts, verbally inspired, down to the very words, and that it is all-sufficient to meet our basic fundamental needs, the needs that we have as pertains to sin, the needs that we have as pertains to determining right and wrong. Now, I've been discussing the need for our study of this great subject. And among the things that I've had to say in lessons past are the fact of various pressures that are going on in our world that come to bear upon each one of us. There's a pressure from a growing lack of consensus. A growing lack of consensus, that is, of a unanimity of opinion or even anything close to it, as concerns to politics and leadership and morality and religion. None of this seems permanent to people, especially those who are young and coming up into the mature and adult situation. And as they look about and see such enormous change in politics and leadership, and sometimes such enormous failure among those who are leaders, and as they see the apparent disintegration of moral standards and the breakup into factions and divisions of religion, they tend to hold that none of it is permanent, none of it is absolute, none of it really means anything, it makes no difference one way or the other. And thus young people labor from the pressure of the reversal of things which have been regarded as authority. In other words, they tend to look with everything that in the past that has been regarded as authority and looked upon with some respect by those who are young and old alike, such persons as law enforcement officers, military forces, government in general, religion and morality, are being replaced by a sense of everybody do his own thing, and it doesn't matter what you do, you should not be punished for it. But the Bible makes clear that such is not the case, and in lessons to come as we get to the actual discussion of the all-sufficiency of the Bible, beyond this introductory material, we shall deal with this in some detail. There's also pressure upon our society and the members of it from the theory of evolution. The theory of evolution, which teaches that we human beings owe our origin to purely naturalistic forces acting on non-living matter, which has led to life, from non-living matter to when there was nothing alive at all in the universe, to suddenly life coming into being, life that was not human, and then going from non-human life to human life, involving both sexes, man and woman, is simply an explanation of the origin of man that is untenable completely. The very fact of the human being, of the human body, is proof of the fact that the theory of evolution is false, and that the doctrine of creation as taught in the Bible is true. The theory of evolution rejects the biblical account of the origin of man. As the Bible teaches in the book of Genesis, that God formed man from the dust of the earth, breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And as the Apostle Paul said in 1 Timothy 2, Adam was first formed, then Eve. You see, the Bible recognizes that Adam was a historical person, and Eve was a historical person. They were the first man and woman created by God. And so, you see, the Bible is an antagonistic situation to the theory of evolution. You cannot believe both the Bible and the theory of evolution. But we'll give more attention to that also later as we study that the fact that the Bible is all-sufficient metaphysically, and therefore in contradiction to the theory of evolution. If the theory of evolution is true, then the Bible is not the Word of God. There are also pressures from modernism. Modernism, which would say that the Bible is simply a book that has been invented by human beings and brought together by an editor or editors. But we do not have the time to discuss it today. Our time is gone for this time, and we're glad you've been with us. We hope you'll be back next time as we continue our study of the all-sufficiency of the Bible.